Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the February 2nd, 2021 Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show, we have Dr. Sikender Sidhu, who is a host of CBD Cannabis Network. Dr. Sikender has been working to educate people on the benefits of cannabis. He breaks down the medical benefits of cannabis and how it affects the body. In addition to being a doctor, Sikender completed his master's in film production at the University of Southern California and wants to combine his passion for medicine and his love for cinema to create high-quality, informative content that can help educate and grow the cannabis community. Dr. Sidhu has been working to get legalized licenses in India for commercial purposes and is also the owner of CBDStoreIndia.com. Welcome to The Hemp Show, Dr. Sikender Sidhu.
Yeah, hello, hi.
Glad we got you on here. And we want to expand on where we were at with Swarnjeet, because you know, obviously you've got a wealth of knowledge and a slightly different segment of the business that you work with.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about Cannabis Network. So what we do here is we make cannabis-related media content, where we talk about like how a product is supposed to be taken or like what are the benefits of it. But we really have industry professionals like chefs and doctors and physiotherapists and scientists come on our platform, and then they talk about it from their perspective and how they are using it in their respective fields. So one of the biggest things that I found out, especially when we were looking at the India market, is there is a huge issue with education, and people don't really understand what does cannabis do in our system. So one of the things that we try to do on our platform is, like, I would try to explain inflammation and how CBD or cannabis helps with inflammation, but I will use normal day examples. Like, for example, I would use example of, in this fictitious world, Florida gets invaded. And inflammation is very similar to how an invasion happens for a country. So for example, if a cut happens on our finger, there is all the surrounding cells that are notified that there is a foreign antigen. Now, these foreign antigens don't know, I mean, the body cells don't know if it's bacteria, if it's fungus, what is it exactly? So this signal, just like Florida residents would, they would go to the police and say, look, we have all these people flying in, we have these ships coming in, we have these ground forces coming in, we need help. So then the local enforcement understands that they really can't do much about it. They need to call the army or the military and the navy. So then there is a signaling pathway, which is inside the law enforcement, which is signaled where the police comes in contact with the army, and then the army, navy, and air force floods that area. So that's very similar to how inflammation works, because 500 years ago, if you had a cut on your finger, you would be worried about losing that finger. You wouldn't be even paying attention to the inflammation. But now with modern medicine, we don't really need this inflammation. It has become kind of an inconvenience. But inflammation is a very natural body's process to take over. So we try to explain, like, how does then cannabis come in in contact with your receptors, and how does the signaling pathway is shut off. So we ask our viewers to imagine a situation where there's a mock drill going on, perhaps. So then you don't want the army to respond. So in a mock drill, the most sophisticated way to stop that import is to shut off the signaling pathway. So if you stop the communication between the police and the military heads, there will be no movement that would happen. That's exactly what cannabis does. It shuts off the signaling pathway in our body so that the receptors, they are no longer sending the signal that we need help and we need all these macrophages and all of these micro, bodies to react or respond to an area. So we feel by explaining concepts in normal day-to-day terms, it bridges that gap between it's very complicated for me to understand medically and I don't have the information to make an informed decision. Because when I was working as a doctor in India, the biggest thing that I saw was doctors have now become kind of sales rep for pharmaceutical agencies. If somebody will come to me with a headache, I'm going to give him or her a pill and I will not do anything for the next 72 hours. They have to come back on 36 hours. I will reduce the time by half. I will give them a stronger pill. If they still have that issue, they have to wait for 12 hours to come back to me. Then I will give them an injection. So it kind of is not solving any issues because we're just getting rid of symptoms. We're not looking at the very reason why this is coming up. So if we can educate our audiences out there that there are other forms that can help you, which is just a plant extract, which mostly doesn't have preservatives. If you're using an oil, it would, or a tincture. Tincture might be alcohol based, but an oil would just have a carrier agent. So it is one of the most safest administration or one of the most safest methods out there for a lot of managements. It's just this barrier of entry that is a huge issue. So that's where we thought we should be making video content, because just like they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words, video is 24 pictures per second. So our subconscious brain or our cerebellum, it picks up 60,000 times more information than our conscious brain does. This is the very reason why when we meet somebody, we either like them right off the bat or we don't like them right off the bat. And we have that nudge telling us like, we just don't like this person. That's our subconscious brain, which took so much information that our conscious brain just could not compute. We feel that this, and we've seen studies like at USC, We saw a lot of studies from Professor Bruce Block, who was managing and building all the sets for George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. He was able to break down the eye movements and break down realistically how can we get somebody to connect to an emotion and then respond to that emotion in a particular controlled way. So we really wanted to use all of this information to create this content that can connect with the audiences. Like, this is one of the reasons why Garth Brooks and Sam Miller will keep on popping up in AT&T commercials, because they are trying to use our cerebellum's recall memory from nostalgia from when we were as a kid, maybe going on a holiday with our parents. And they want us to associate the brand that they're talking about with that music, thereby connecting us with that childhood memory to that brand. So every time you look at that brand, and you get that same warm, fuzzy feeling on the inside. So this is how effective a video is in respect to like a lot of text, which is out there. There are a lot of blogs out there. But if I can give you an example right now, if you have a type of content which has no recall action, then the information that you will retain is limited. If you have a recall action, and if you have something to connect it with the information, your brain's retention capacity is going to go up. Just by me using two of my hands and then touching my head and then using this signal, I've associated these four words with four of my body actions. And our subconscious brain is going to retain this at a much higher capacity than we would have otherwise. So that is why video is the most effective way of connecting with the brand and also to build trust.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
So real quick, Sukhinder, let me, I want to summarize this real fast. So I thought your I thought your explanation of the inflammation and how cannabinoids could attack the body was great. However, I want to make sure that Florida knows that they're not being invaded, because yeah. I'm sure that somewhere out there, Florida man is looking outside looking for the invaders. So ultimately what you're doing is you're utilizing your expertise as a doctor and the information that you know about the cannabinoid systems to then educate the audience and educate customers utilizing psychology and you know, ways to get that information to stick and resonate more with the audience. Is that about right?
Yeah. And there's another great example. Like, we had an NGO in India who works with seizure kids. They reached out to us and they saw one of the videos that we made in Hindi, in which I showed a kid who was having seizure, and we were able to find a video mid-seizure. And the father administers cannabis oil, and within 20 seconds, you see how the kid calms down. Just by showing people on screen before and after of what happened before cannabis oil and what happened after cannabis oil, in a matter of like 10 seconds, 15 seconds, that is more effective than an MIT research paper with like National Institute that combined they can come out with. That is us showing kind of absolute proof of people who look just like people who are trying to consume it. So if I'm talking to people and they see like, okay, this is somebody who looks just like me, maybe a little bit different, but this is somebody who's accessible. This is somebody who I can like have a beer with, I guess, or I can sit down and have a conversation with. This is just a guy just like me who's talking about this product. This product has helped him, so maybe I will try it. So this is what I meant with building trust. We have so much videos of, for a lack of a better word, like stoners sitting in their backyard, smoking weed and just like talking about products.
So I love how you got Skinner. I love how you got quiet when you said stoners.
Well, I don't want to disrespect because, you know, but like, there is definitely a need for like polished content, very concise content and very particular content, especially if when the markets like India will open up, and which they are. Like, Indian government slowly started to come out with some rules. We have three companies in India who are making hemp fiber. They're also making CBD tinctures. We have tons of companies making hemp oil, because a lot of people don't understand about the government rules. India, FDA, like our FDA, does not control CBD. They only control THC, because CBD is religiously inscripted in Indian religion. So a lot of people don't know that we have around 31 religious preparations in India from different states that are patented through the culture. Like, we have a biscuit in Rajasthan, which has been there for around 800 years, which is made from CBD. And it is like, they have three different concentrations. So it's only a matter of time before that biscuit from 600 years old from Rajasthan hits the market all over India.
So I guess, so transitioning quickly. So you know, I think I got a good background on the cannabis network and what you're doing there. Ultimately, if businesses aren't taking advantage of the way to psychologically get the message through to their customers better and you know, create better education like that, they're going to be missing out quite a bit. But can you touch on what the market looks like in India? I mean, you said that CBD is not controlled there and that it's been in your culture for a long time. Can you kind of dive in what the market looks like in India and where it's progressing?
Yeah. So the biggest issue that we have in the Indian market is people are selling hemp oil as CBD oil. So what people don't understand is hemp seed has 15 parts per million of CBD, like 15 to 20. But hemp leaves or other parts of the plant will have around 150,000 to 160,000 parts per million. So it's not, although they say this is CBD, technically it might have like 0.0005% of CBD content in it, but they will sell a whole bottle saying this is 20,000 milligrams of CBD, but it's really hemp. So we have these bad faith actors, just like we had in America in the very beginning years of when CBD was coming up. And they are sending out this product. So India has been, the earliest use of cannabis in India is 4,800 years ago. So we have a government branch in India called the Ayush Department, which is in charge of Ayurveda, Unani, and all these non-traditional alternative medicines in India. And CBD comes under that. So the Indian government can technically, because we have a platform called CBDStoreIndia.com where we sell American CBD products to the Indian consumers. What we've seen is technically the government cannot stop CBD products from getting in there. The problem is when we try to manufacture these products inside of the country, it's still a gray area. You can only manufacture the preparations which are allowed in the religious preparations currently. We cannot modify it. So a clever way that these people have come around it is there was one religious liquid that is called Vijay extract that has hemp oil in it. These people have licensed Vijay extract as the name, and anything that has Vijay extract in it, they say this is CBD. So that's kind of like, that's how they're fooling the market. That's the biggest reason why we want to start making these videos right now, because once these people enter this market, once Indians try it and they say this is not effective, they might reject it outright. So that's why we're trying to like make like this content, which is relevant, but also like if somebody in India wants to buy a CBD oil, like they really want it, for example, that NGO, they have no way to buy it. India doesn't produce it. American companies, a lot of them, they say, we don't ship it. Or on their website, in the shipping policy, it clearly mentions, we are not responsible for India shipping. We take that part out because we know how to ship it, because it's a labeling issue.
Sure, sure. So we've got to wrap things up here, but I guess just to summarize, got to link up with Cannabis Network for high quality content related to the products that you're producing, you know, such as what Swarnjeet was doing with the CBD Food Network. And then also for businesses that are interested in understanding or even possibly entering the market in India, you know, Sikender, Sidhu, you're the one to talk to. Is that correct?
Yeah. And we are coming up with a show for India, like for specifically for India, for our platform. And then that is where we think like we can really connect with our audiences, because there is a need in India. People are actively looking for CBD. Like we've analyzed Google researches and we've seen CBD pop up, and mostly it's CBD oil. How can it help? And for cancer management. So we really want to bridge this gap and get these awesome brands from America into the hands of the Indian customers. But we need to make content so that these people will trust us.
Sure, sure. Well, we have a ton of brands that are highly interested. I mean, let's be real. It's a giant market that is kind of yet to be tapped and really does need those high quality products, because there's some really good brands out here in the US now that are great actors. And at some point, you know, those same actors are going to be out in India. However, let's get some of the products from here that we're making out there. If you're interested in connecting with Dr. Sikender Sidhu and the Cannabis Network, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also find links to their business profile and contact information in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Sikender Sidhu. And we've got to jump on a long format. I mean, you've definitely got a lot to say. We could probably take this on for a few hours.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. Thank you again, Mark. And thank you so much, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you for being here.